Kevin, I want to ask you about Claude George. How do you feel he's played all year as a senior, and especially when he got inserted at middle? And do you think he kind of deserves to play more or even start?
I would say that Claude has been up and down all year. I think he's been productive when he's been in there. I think if he were more consistent, he would play a lot more. Claude is a guy that has made huge plays for us, but he's also been responsible for some serious issues. And he knows that. I think, consistency has been his issue throughout this year. There's no doubt that he's extremely productive for the number of snaps he was in there. I think he played more snaps than people think. I think he, just because if you've learned anything this year about us defensively, just because you start the game doesn't mean you play the most amount of snaps. That's across the front. That's everywhere, except for maybe our safeties. So, if he were more consistent, he would play more. It's kind of hit or miss with him, and he does some great things, and he does some things that don't really show up in anywhere else, but in video, and it can cost you. So, that's part of the deal. Just to, what I've said a lot of times, Justin Evans is really the exception to the rule. And junior college players, just about the time they figure it out, they're going out the door in 2 years. If you're a 2 year guy, we're really fortunate with, our two tackles, because we were able to basically redshirt Genesee and Illuminor for a year, and then now utilize them as 3 year junior college players. So, Claude making the transition, don't get me wrong, he's a good player. And he's made the transition from really a hand on the ground defensive end in junior college to a stand-up guy that has to read keys and react. He's a great pass rusher. That's when you see him at his best, too. When we add on and blitz him, he's made a lot of great plays because instinctively, naturally, that was his position in junior college.
Good state of right, Ben.
Coach, when Keith Ford was out or in limited capacity for whatever reason the last couple of weeks, what was the offense lacking, and what does he provide when he's in there?
I don't know that we were lacking anything without him. I thought that we were running the ball really well. I think there's different, without a doubt, Keith gave us a spark. It was more of a Keith Ford type of game. And let's go back to the beginning of the year when I said we're going to need all these backs, and they all provide a change of pace for different defenses. So in a style of game that we played last Saturday, that was more of a Keith Ford style of a football game, and you saw that. I think his experience in those situations showed, the way he runs showed, and to be a physical, tough guy in that situation, he's a different back than Travion. And so, let's not say that Travion wasn't effective the 2 weeks that Keith Ford, or 3 weeks that Keith Ford wasn't.
Go to the left, Cease.
Kevin, when the NCAA first approved graduate transfers, what was your thoughts on that rule? And with the success of Trevor and others, do you see that number of transfers increasing? Is that good for college football, in your opinion?
Let's go back, Cease. When they first did it, it wasn't that big a deal until I had now, everybody's looking at Trevor. I've also had two guys that have graduated from here and gone to other schools and played. Jameel Showers, in his situation, who people thought he was going to be the starter, Johnny beat him out. He went through the process and then, came to see me, graduated, got his Aggie ring, and left. And so did Matt Jokel, and graduated and wanted to go to law school and went to TCU. So I've seen both sides of it. I think people, they've heard of those guys across the nation. But, to me, my thought process is that if a young man has come to your university, he's done everything you've asked him to do, he's been a great teammate, and he's graduated from your university, which is the number one thing that he came there for. And for whatever reason, usually recruiting has bypassed him. You know, why not give him another chance to go somewhere if he's got an eligibility a year to live out his dream? If somebody wants to take, wants to be a part of that, they need a quarterback for a year, an older guy. I think in Matt's situation, he was from Fort Worth. And, you know, his twin brother had left to go to the NFL. And he graduated as an Aggie. He wanted to finish up closer to home by his girlfriend and everything else. I thought that was great, you know. And then Jameel's situation to leave here in good standing, get beat out by, you know, arguably the best player in the country. You know, what are you going to tell him? You know, just hang around here and hope for the best. You know, that's hard to do. I think his family appreciated that, because what it did was give Jameel a chance to showcase his talents and really give him a chance to hang on with the Cowboys a little bit. You know what I mean? So that's what we're in this thing for. Our situation, obviously, for Trevor has been a good one. We filled a void for him, wanting to play on a big stage and in meaningful games and give him another shot at things to show that he can play at this level, have those experiences, maybe get another shot at professionally. And he filled a void for us. So, you know, I don't know that that there's a lot of bad things about it, you know, in the fact that the things that have to happen and the way things are right now in the SEC with the discipline, the discipline policy with transfers that go back to looking at, you know, what you did at the prior university from a disciplinary standpoint. I think that kind of solves the problems in our league. And then the second part is the guy's graduated, you know, so he's got one more year. And he wants to play somewhere. If somebody's willing to take him, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Down front, Brent.
We're kind of the same generation, so I know you'll know what I'm talking about here. You ever ask Shane Trapuka if he can shoot like his uncle?
Like, yeah, I grew up, you know, I make fun of it because, I used to listen to it all the time. And particularly being in Indianapolis at the time and the introductions of Orlando Woolridge and Kelly Trapuka for Notre Dame basketball and Digger Phelps, you know, is a big deal. So I give him a hard time and ask exactly where Essex Vales, New Jersey is, because that's all I heard when I was a kid before they announced Kelly Trapuka. So, yeah, he's doing a great job for us. Like I said, you know, I can't say enough about our special teams and Jeff Banks. You know, every year we come into this thing, there's a bunch of questions about kickers, punters, snappers. You know, we get to a point of the year where we just expect them to be good. We start off the year worried about them because we've never heard of them, and then we keep them around, and then, you know, all these guys do is – and by the way, we had another guy win an NFL game this weekend. So, a guy that, you know, nobody – we were worried about him kicking here a few years ago. You know, Jeff Banks does a great job with these guys. Shane has proven himself. I think the big thing, you know, last week was we did some directional punting, you know, off the right hash, over to the left, put it on the ground. And you know, Eddie picked it up, and we still tackled him with the 17 or inside the 20. Had a couple punts inside the 20 again this year. Josh Reynolds makes a heck of a play at the one. So, you know, although maybe his average hasn't been as high as some guys who've been here in the last couple years, I think if you go back and look at his accuracy and limiting returns, and then number two, his pinning people down inside the 20, he's been very, very good.
Go to the back, very left, Lee.
Hey, Coach, the back left. Trevor talked on Saturday about how he's seen one loss teams get to where they want to go, and he cited last year when he was at Oklahoma. Just wondering how much it eases your mind knowing that you have a guy like Trevor to communicate to the rest of the team, hey, guys, you know, these games are all going to be really important, and you can get to where you want to go knowing that he's got that experience.
Well, I'll be honest with you, we talked about that yesterday. We're not talking about that. All right, we got to worry about this week. So, okay. You know, we don't have any control over what happens after that. And, you know, our guys understand that. I think, you know, right after that game, everybody still wants to talk about, you know, where we are in the national picture and what can happen here and what can happen there. You know, guess what? You know, 6 weeks ago, that wasn't a conversation. Now all of a sudden it is. So we don't forget that. We got beat New Mexico State this week. And, you know, that's where we refocused on. That's what this week's about. And then we'll figure out what we're doing next week to play our next opponent. But as far as the big picture, you guys worry about that.
We'll stay to the back right, Daryl.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about Tyler Rogers and his skill set that he'll bring in here? I mean, he seems to throw the ball pretty well.
Yeah, they're going to throw it around a bunch. You know, Doug Martin has been around as a head coach for a while. He's going to sling it around all over the place, you know, and he's got a guy that can do that. You know, they're going to spread us out, and it's going to be zone read and really more of the same and some RPO stuff and then take shots down the field. A lot of vertical routes are going to test us deep. You know, they got nothing to lose. You go back and, you know, you watch tape, and all you got to do is go back and I can remember being in the middle of a game and looking at the Kentucky score just keep flashing up there. You know, they're putting points up and going up and down the field, and that was a heck of a football game. So now they played another SEC opponent. They're no stranger to that, but they're definitely a team that is going to try to expose you and get big plays off of deep throws and all kinds of things down the field. Defensively, their linebackers are really the core of their unit. They run real well, good tacklers. But you know, they've played a lot of different styles of football, basically across in the last 4 or 5 weeks, from SEC teams to the teams in their leagues. They've seen a lot of different offenses. But as you said, you know, and Coach Martin's style, they're not going to be shy at throwing that football around.
Second row, Ben.
You know, Coach, when with that Mack Wilson hit on Speedy, have y'all talked to the SEC office?
Yes,
they been,
what
did they say about that hit?
You might want to talk to them about that.
What were your concerns relayed to the conference?
You know, it's just, you know, why wouldn't the play stopped? So, you know, why wouldn't it look that? And so, you know, that I had a conversation with Steve Shaw Sunday morning about that.
You know, y'all have been involved in a hit back-to-back games. Tennessee, it was the other way around. This week it's y'all. I mean, do you see a point in time where kickoffs might end up not becoming a part of college football because of what we've seen the last couple of weeks?
I don't know that that's going to be the case. No.
Time for a couple more. Down front, Sam.
Understanding that you guys faced a pretty elite defensive front, where are you in terms of how you feel about your offensive line's performance, both individually in that game and over the course of the season?
Well, I think Alabama's had an effect on everybody. You know, the week before, I think Tennessee rushed for 36 yards. So, we want to be better. I think we're young interiorly. I think Coach Turner has done a great job with this offensive line. You know, a line that basically up until that game was leading the league in rushing. So that's an elite, that front against us. You know, there's no doubt that they were better. And so, you know, that game is that game. And they played as hard as they could play. I think what you're going to see Alabama continue to do this year with that front is no different. And I think, draft day, wherever that is, or whenever that is, you're going to see a bunch of those names get called. So, you know, that's where that is. Do we want to be better? Yeah. Can we be better? We will be better because those guys are going to be playing here for the next 3-4 years. And the good news is those guys that they played against are going to be gone next year. So I say that, but they keep rolling them back every year from over there. I don't know if they go to the draft and bring guys back and instead of the way most people do, bring guys to the draft. You know, and we talked to those guys after the game, you know, McCoy, Prater, you know, those guys, you know, they're freshmen. Sutherland, you know, sophomores and redshirt freshmen. It was an eye-opening experience. I'll just put it that way for them. And the good news is, you know, that those guys won't be there next year, but there'll be somebody just like them. You know, and we talked to them and said, hey, you know, you got another year to get bigger and stronger and learn from that experience. You know, they've done a good job this year for guys that we really, going into the season, people were worried, you know, well, we got in interiorly, we've got young guys in there, freshmen, sophomore, true freshmen. You know, like I said, the good news is those guys are going to be back. Coach Turner's doing a great job with them, you know, that's what we're about here. You know, we're about getting better this week and addressing those issues. And that's, you know, I wasn't being trying to be a smart aspect there, you know, but, you know, we've got things that we've got to continue to fix. And that's the way we've approached this season every week. And, you know, personnel-wise, the things that we have done, and I'll say this too, you know, that I think Jim Turner has done a great job with the line, but I also think that Noel Mazzoni has done a great job with maybe masking some of the things that came about Saturday with protections, with different things that we've done to help guys. I think Alabama, what you saw were five guys that got some matchup issues, created some things, and then when we got behind, having to drop back, really, really struggled with that. So, you know, people ask why are we doing this, or what the play calling is here, and what's going on? You know, we had two issues, which we knew going into the game, and which we've known for a while, but we've been able to do some things with protections and from play calls. And then number two, you know, I think our offensive line coach did a great job. You know, they had a great plan. I think, you know, they're playing too high. The whole first half, until you could get into certain situations, you know, it was one over the top of Josh and Josh Reynolds being pressed, trying to make other people make plays. And, you know, and whenever you're able to defend with your defensive line with basically four or five or maybe even six, and we got them to six in the box, you know, it makes it really, really difficult in a passing game without being able to do some other things. So, you know, when you play a team like that, you know, you've got to be efficient in what you do. You can't make the mistakes we did. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, we've made some mistakes like that in games earlier this year. But because of where we were able to get away with them and still win the game. And against Alabama, you can't do that.